Yes, and welcome back to Zark's Game Reviews and News.
Yes, we're back again.
Yeah.
And this time with a vengeance.
Very much so.
Yes. What game have you provided for us today?
Today's game is going to be Doom, The Dark Ages, and its DLC, Revelation.
All right. Who made this game?
The game is made by id Software.
That's classic. Yep. So what's the story of the base game?
Okay, the base game is basically a prequel to Doom 2016 and Doom Eternal, based during the Age of the Sentinels.
Right. You fight your way through massive amounts of monsters.
Demons.
Yes. What's the end goal?
As anything with the Doom game, your end goal is to rip and tear until it's done.
Yeah. Okay. And the DLC?
The DLC takes place after the main game and gives a little bit more of a revelation of the Doom Slayer's past.
All right. Anything you want to tell us about?
Well, let's...
Is it too much of a spoiler?
Yes, a bit of a spoiler. I keep it mostly to myself, but otherwise, Doom game is pretty much you rip and tear until it's done. The weapons has become a little bit more medieval.
Yeah, so no chainsaw.
No, but a chain shield.
Nice. So how do you play the game? What kind of game is it?
Well, it's of course a first-person shooter, and it works very well on a lot of modern hardware. So runs excellent on PC, Xbox, and PlayStation. I think the Switch might have a port, but uncertain at this moment.
All right. Are there any extra smart choices in the interaction, how you play it?
Well, they couldn't go the Doom Eternal route this time, as that was like a fighting jet. So this time, you are a bit more tanky. You go with an exact movement and more bullet dodging gameplay-wise. But otherwise, you're still a force of unrelenting anger against all demon kinds.
Blood and violence.
As it should be.
Are there any bugs in the game that you encountered?
None that I have experienced from playing it.
Right. That's nice. How about the sound of the game, the music, the special effects?
Well, the soundtrack is made by a new studio this time. And for the main campaign, it's all right. It serves purposes. But Revelation, that's where they stepped up the game and... There was a lot of good callbacks to older soundtracks in it that I really loved, and far more than I wanted to admit.
Right. And the graphics, the visual storytelling?
Well, it's an id Software game, so we know that the graphics are always going to be on their A game. Doesn't matter if it's whatever setting you put on, it's always going to be a fun time playing it.
Are there any story-driven parts of the play, or do you have cinematic reels in there?
Of course, there are some cinematic cutscenes in the games. A lot of them are short and to the point, but some of them are really fun. And finally, a villain that you can really punch the shit out of.
So, your... general impression of the game. How does it work as a whole?
As a whole, I definitely give it a good 10 out of 10, in my biased opinion.
All right. Nice. So how many hours have you logged in this game?
Well, at least 2 digits of hours. So good 20 hours, depending on that.
All right. That's all the questions I have. When will we be back, do you think?
Whenever I find a game that is worth talking about.
Of course. So, until then.